A mob has attacked the Ashanti regional offices of the NDC in an apparent repeat of a similar action carried out yesterday. The group, which described itself as a coalition of interest groups in the party, locked up the offices in reaction to what they perceived as a deliberate plan by some of the regional party executives to cause divisions in the party's front to thwart the NDC's fortunes in next year's general elections. However, the group's attempt to lock up the party's offices again was thwarted by some members of the party before the police got there. Eyewitnesses told Radio Ghana that the clash between the two groups resulted in fisticuffs and made it impossible for the irate group to lock up the place. Later, a police deployment arrived at the scene but could not effect any arrest. In an interview, the Deputy Regional Secretary of the NDC, Kwame Zu, told correspondent Nicholas Osewusu that the action by the mob is reprehensible and the police have been asked to bring the perpetrators to book.
Yesterday in the morning, our attention has been drawn that a group of young men had come to lock our party office. So in compliance with the national structures, the party's administrator quickly rushed to the nearest police station to lodge a formal complaint, for which the police swung into action immediately. And by the time they got here, the people had booted away. But apparently they helped us to open the offices that I had access to my office, and I worked freely in the day. Only for us to be notified this morning that a similar activity or misconduct has recurred this morning. And apparently, by the time the police managed to get here, the same gentleman had managed to go the way. So we are here to establish the identities of the individuals who might have been engaging in this reprehensible activity. Nonetheless, the party is waiting patiently for the report from the police, because once a formal complaint has been lodged with the police, it is only expected that within the next few days they will come out with a proper report that can guide the activities of the party. However, we had an emergency regional executive committee meeting yesterday to look at what has happened and review the situation. But in conclusion, we only decided to await the police report to guide us better as to what to do. So people who are having information as to who the identity or what constitutes the composition of this group of young men can approach the police and give them information that can also guide the police in unraveling the mystery that has bedeviled the party in recent days.
In fact, yesterday when I spoke to the spokesperson for the group, they have a number of complaints, and it is basically about a perception that the retained regional chairman of the party, Mr. Yao, is dividing the by sidelining some members. What is in terms of the unity of the party?
When there are some rumors being speculated and mongered, it is my duty to explain the issues better for everybody to appreciate. It is ridiculous for anybody to conceive the thought that the regional chairman, Mr. Yao Wusu Bimbe, who has been the regional chairman for long of the party and appreciates and understands how the party's activities are undertaken, for him to be vindictive of individuals purported to have campaigned against him in the just ended election. For party cohesion and forward march, we have put together a plan and we have put out a target of achieving 1 million votes in 2016. We cannot continue to be heckling among ourselves. And I do not believe that is even the situation presently. I do not know what the motivation is for the speculations to be out there that some individuals are being victimized. But I think there are channels within the party to seek redress if you are dissatisfied with some conduct of officers or generally the conduct of the regional executives. You can petition the regional secretariat. There are committees constituted with the sole purpose for looking into issues of this nature. They will delve into the matters and establish the facts therein and will take steps to curtail them, or will take steps to resolve the issues if there are merits in there. I can only urge that people who may disagree, be it internally or externally, disagree with the conduct of the regional executive structure, to resort to the use of appropriate courtesies in seeking redress to their grievances.
Deputy Ashanti Regional Secretary of the NDC, Kwame Zu.
Meanwhile, the regional ministers urged the aggrieved parties to come to his office tomorrow to have their grievances addressed. Clement Kagwi is the spokesperson.
A group of people allegedly went to close down the offices of the regional NDC. And this morning, the regional coordinating council picked information to the effect that that same group, after the office has been reopened, that same group is going back again to, if you like, call disturbances at the office. The regional minister, who is the head of the regional security council, decided to visit the office. And when he went there, happens to meet such a group, it is apparently attempt to put the minister had quickly intervened. They should, as it were, bring their grievances to his office to critically examine their grievance. You again have serious discussions with the party structure so that at the end of the day, you will be able to find a license to listen to the particular grievance. You will recall that yesterday, these members made a series of allegations against party executives. The regional minister, who is the president representative, things that there are issues, the structures should be followed. I've set the group to go and close down the party office is highly condemnable.
Has the office been opened as we speak?
Yes, the party has been opened. The minister has asked police station to, as it were, make sure that peace prevails at the party office.
You heard spokesperson to the Ashanti Regional Minister, Clement Kagui.